at thinkcohens.com. And, of course, people can call you at 277-8890. But you're still there at 2515 on Eastern Boulevard?
Yes, sir. We're here 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And you can check us out at thinkcohens.com. But, you know, we want to take care of you. You can call us. You can talk to live people. And, you know, we've only been able to be here for 65 years, but because of people having the confidence in us, because we've done a good job.
There you go. And, well, I appreciate it, Michael. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
And that's Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Be sure to tell him you heard, well, the man himself here on News and Views Afternoon. Got to hit this top of the hour break. We'll be right back after this.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer confirming he will begin the process of holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. That's after viewing and being briefed by bureau officials on a subpoenaed document alleging President Biden, while Vice President, was involved in a criminal bribery scheme on Capitol Hill. A UPS strike could be looming and the disruption would be huge. UPS says they deliver an equivalent of about 6% of the nation's gross domestic product. The Teamsters, representing about 350,000 UPS workers, say that they will strike if there's no deadline or no deal by the time the current contract expires July 31st. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow down 125, but the NASDAQ up 20. This is SRN News.
We all know that your dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. That's why I want you to know about Key City Capital and how they believe their investments can offset the negative impact of this inflationary environment. I've gotten to know their team, and they offer passive investment in cash-flowing real estate that can offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. When home prices and interest rates rise, like they are now, many families delay home ownership and choose to rent. At the same time, Key City Capital owns thousands of rental units in the U.S. This allows them to offer attractive investments that provide cash-flowing income. Let the Key City Capital team grow your wealth and diversify your investment portfolio. Connect with them today at keycitycapital.com/GORKA or call 817-912-1569. Again, keycitycapital.com/GORKA or call 817-912-1569.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a new week, but it's that typical summertime pattern. Not much day-to-day change, just a few subtle changes here and there. Another hot one today with a high around 90 to 92. Humidity not too bad yet, with only widely scattered hit-or-miss pop-up storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, with highs in the lower 90s, more scattered random afternoon and evening storms for some towns. The afternoon and evening rain chances are slightly better on Thursday with a high around 91. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announces felony convictions against a former licensed commissioner for Tuscaloosa County. Lynn Robbins pleaded guilty to the charges of using her public position for personal gain, as well as theft charges and computer tampering. Robbins was accused of using several fraudulent methods within that licensing office to siphon off over $130,000 from Tuscaloosa County. That all happened between 2016 and 2019. Robbins must now pay restitution as well as spend 28 months in prison. Robbins was indicted back in 2021 by a Tuscaloosa County grand jury. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
An arrest warrant was issued in Birmingham over the weekend in relation to a shooting on Memorial Day that involved 90 rounds of bullets being fired within a matter of minutes. 43-year-old Wandarius Woods was found dead in the Kingston community after that shooting happened. Since then, police determined that 26-year-old DeMarco Griffin was the suspect and recently took Griffin into custody. Well, the first named storm of the 2023 hurricane season is no longer in existence. Arlene has simply dissipated into the Gulf of Mexico. It all happened over the weekend. Arlene first developed last week as a tropical depression, and all eyes were on that storm since it developed enough to make it onto that list. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Join the fun as Second Saturday Riverfront Festivals return to Montgomery's Riverfront Park on June 10th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they celebrate the 70s. Dress in your best 70s attire and bring your roller skates. There'll be prizes for the top 70 outfits. The night will feature music by the cover band Hat Trick, the Montgomery Roller Derby Team, DJ Trey, a dance floor, themed mocktails, vintage cars, food vendors, and fireworks. Don't miss the 70s-themed Roll Bounce Skate Party, Saturday, June 10th, brought to you by the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs. Free admission, no outside alcohol permitted.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Welcome back to the program, and man, that second hour flew by. I appreciate all the calls, all the interest today. Already beginning the week, I feel loved, Eddie.
Yeah?
I feel truly loved. Before I forget, this part of the program, in fact, they brought us all second hour, Alabama Home Mortgage.
Oh, great folks.
Is our sponsor, and Kim Williams, as well as their entire team. We especially love Madeline over there.
I love her to death, man.
At Alabama Home Mortgage. Well, they can help you with your home buying.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a first-time home buyer, I can't think of anybody better to, well, actually have your back as you're going on that new experience from pre-approval all the way to closing.
I agree with you 100%, Joey, because if they got any questions along the way and their realtor can't answer them out, they can always pick up the phone and pick up with Madeline or Kim, and they got an answer, and it's a legit answer. It's not, oh, I'm guessing, oh, let me get back with you. They know what they're talking about.
And they're not trying to, like, put some prefabricated, prepackaged product on top of you.
No.
They're trying to get you the best possible deal. And there's going to be no surprises through the process. No surprises on closing day in particular, which is, you've been through it.
Still going through
it. Not fun. And you're just the agent. Right. Can you imagine being the person actually putting the money down there? Ooh, I'd be pissed.
Yes.
It's not going to happen there with Alabama Home Mortgage. And, of course, they can help you with a great refinance deal if you want to try to get out from under that mountain of credit card debt you've accumulated. A lot better even with higher interest rate on mortgages to pay, say, 7, 8, 9% on a mortgage than it is to pay 15, 20, 25, 30% on those credit cards.
That's right.
So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. You can always call them at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit them on the web. Apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 158-6368, an equal housing lender. Now, before we bring this person on, I think I got to put this in the system so this can be her theme song.
Excellent,
Eddie.
Joey. Thunder.
tonight. Promise to see Jesus in the morning light. Take my hand, it'll be alright. Come on, save your soul tonight.
Eddie said he had fond memories working at a record shop listening to
this. Love this album.
But we're... Thunder is on the phone. Hey, Thunder, how you doing?
That's a good one. I appreciate that. tremendous that that I come to mind when you listen to that. My mama, we want to go back to the situation with all these kids and what they're doing nowadays to their bodies. My mama, she and I were not friends when we were growing up. Everybody rolls their eyes and says, and you expect us not to believe that? Of course y'all were. But she had a saying that was, if everybody else took their head and stuck it in a lit oven, would you do it too? Our kids today have this drive to be included. They've got to be part. They've got to be just like little Johnny going down the street. And all of a sudden, little Johnny's going to want to be named Jane. So are they going to be want to be named Jane, too? Evidently. Because they do not stand up and think for themselves. They do not learn for themselves. We have teachers that teach them how not to think, but rather to simply follow a test. Test doesn't teach you anything. And when you take nothing but tests in school, that's all you're learning is the test. You're not learning that 2 + 2 is actually 4. You're learning that 2 + 2 might be 4, it might be 3, it might be 5, it might be 16 next week. Whatever you want it to be, that's what it is. Kids today do not learn about reality. I think that is our biggest problem, is that we want our kids to be just like Johnny going down the street. Well, I don't want my child to be like Johnny. I want her to be like herself.
Yes.
I want him to be like himself, not anybody else. By that way, that ad you played earlier about the dude with the farm, there are a whole lot of us that would have swiped right on Match looking at him.
See, Joey? Take something from that, man.
Yeah, I need to get some buckwheat and seed 10 acres at least.
Hey, look, if he's got those kind of assets and he's got that kind of get up and go, he will be a good person. A bad person doesn't have those kind of assets.
Man. Oh, and by the way, that method of death you mentioned at the beginning in your call, the goth kids actually have a name for it. It's called the Sylvia Plath.
Really?
Yeah, put your head in the oven.
Wow.
Yeah, put your head in the oven. If everybody else is going to put their head in the oven, are you going to do it too? Are you going to be just like little Johnny going down the street? Johnny wants to wear a dress. Do you really want to wear a dress? Mm-mm. No. We have forgotten how to instill personal pride into our kids. And we need to remember how to do that. And we need to get back at it. Because as several people have already said, we are rapidly on the path to destruction in this country of our children and of our children's future. And either we take it by the hand today and do something about it, and that means all the parents are too afraid of doing something about it, you better get off your behind and do it, because you're the only one who can.
Well, I appreciate the call, Thunder.
Thank you so much. I love my theme song.
We'll have to get that in the system there. Appreciate you. 272-9228. Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
What's up, Sam?
Hang on, guys. Let me take you off the speed. My dad just got back from policing up the right of way. I'm talking to two gentlemen.
Well, last time he did that, we never ended.
Right.
Hey, I apologize. Hey, talk about the power. Every time I hear this about what's happening with the children and the transgender, it reflects the power of the social media. And fads. The fad is the word. I remember being caught up in goofy fads over the years, but nothing like this. It's it's just amazing to me.
Well, and the idea that you can't direct and suggest things to kids under the auspices of just asking them questions about themselves.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you think, Eddie, Sam, anybody out there listening, you could trick a kid into believing something just by asking them questions about themselves?
Certainly, Joey.
Yeah, kids are very impressionable, and we keep forgetting that.
That's it. It's evil. It's absolutely evil. I've bought into this totally now about it. You take God out of a society or out of a situation, so it's going to be a vacuum and something's mm-hmm. going to replace it. And the more I think about that, and the more I read and hear about it, the more I'm into it. Hey, listen, let me share something cheerful. This has been a somber show today.
Yeah, it started off fun, but y'all are still stuck in this month.
Still, listen, you got good product. It's still fun, but it has been serious. Talking about Germany earlier, when you talk about Iron Maiden, one of my favorite songs of theirs was it Aces High or 12 O'Clock High? But I remember that video from the 80s. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
And,
great rock.
Yeah. And one last thing. Reminded me, over the weekend, I did something odd. I was watching my YouTube videos, right? And it was 1 hour with Martha Quinn, MTV, April of 82. Well, wow, that was right. I was a junior in high school. I remember we hadn't had, MTV long at the house. And it was amazing how good it was. I started watching it, figured I'd just kind of, fast forward through it. And good time. Just a little bit of good memories.
A little nostalgia.
Longer.
Well, I appreciate it, Sam.
All right, listen. Thanks, guys.
See you, brother.
Y'all later.
272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by Carl Schmidt there at the Herb Shop. That's the Herb Shop Wellness Center. Just a reminder, they have a brand new location. They're still at the Peppertree Shopping Center, but now they're nestled in between, what is it? Jalapenos.
I believe that's it.
And Marguerite's.
Yes, sir.
Right there in the Peppertree Shopping Center off of Vaughn Road. And I really encourage you to stop by there today. Carl and his team can help you with any sort of supplements you need. They can even test for deficiencies when it comes to certain crucial vitamins, minerals, nutrients. They can test for outside toxins inside the body, say like mold, that could be affecting your system. What Carl likes to do is first understand what your doctor has you diagnosed with, what your doctor has you on. And from that baseline, he can help you out. And it could be for folks who are getting a little up there in life, up there in age. So you have unique problems, health problems that are showing up that you need some supplements for. Or it could be you're like an athlete or you're a very active outdoors person. And so you're doing a lot of wear and tear. He's got supplements for that too. And then I'm a true believer, Eddie. This phototherapy technology.
Yeah.
It's the LifeWave.
Worked for you, did it not?
Yeah, the LifeWave X39 patch. It worked for me. It's just a patch you can wear up to 12 hours a day, each day. And it fixed my problem. I had this awful, terrible shoulder problem.
Yes.
I think it was an impingement or a slight tear or something.
Kind of holding you back on the old weightlifting deal, too.
Yeah, I couldn't bench press a lot. I couldn't push much anything. I couldn't.
Right.
This is how bad it was, even push-ups.
Oh, really?
Kind of tinge hurt. But after wearing that patch, two courses,
yeah,
problem's gone. I'm back to pushing pretty strong weight. So, at least for me. So, I'm a true believer. And what it does is it stimulates stem cell production in the body. It's true reverse aging, where you have the stem cell production, the immune system, like you did 10, 15, 20 years mm-hmm. ago. So check out the Herb Shop today. They got so much more, like aromatherapy, plenty of things to check out. They're unique solutions to making sure, you're well. You can always call Carl and the team at 271-2882. That's 271-2882. But I really encourage you to stop by that brand new location there at the Peppertree Shopping Center, right between Marguerite's and Jalapenos, and be sure to tell those fine folks there at the Herb Shop that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you for the break. Let's go to Duke. Hey, Duke.
What's up, Duke?
Man, I was doing all right a while ago. This heifer had the nerve to walk past me. I tell you, boy, these women couldn't wait to get half naked, boy, for the summertime. This girl should be ashamed of herself walking toward me dressed like she was a while ago. Give me, I won't get stirred up or nothing like that because I'm a happily married man. But I was looking, I looked more than twice. And I see him for the day, but looking more than twice.
No, and fair enough. I'm not going to, you shouldn't be leering at anybody. It sounds like you might have been. But it's like, Yeah, let's be honest, though, Duke. If that girl could have been wearing a big, like, hoop dress where all was showing was her neck and her ankle, and men will still get turned on by it.
This is true.
Did you see that ankle of hers?
Right, yeah, it's hot right there.
Now, I saw the ankle and all that, but whatever she put on, she can wear it well. Yeah. I say that, but now, she's so good looking that I would crawl on my hands and knees, but I was probably a single man still now. Mm-hmm. I would crawl on my hands and knees through 5 miles of broken glass.
Right.
Just
right.
Short tie stint that took her laundry to the laundromat.
Right.
Yeah. I was wondering how you're going to land that joke because I know another version.
Me too.
I know. You know, I had to clean it up, boy. Here she go again. Damn it. I'm sorry.
Anyway. It's a trap, dude. What is she wearing? Like a bikini or just a secret?
She got some short way up there. Ain't got no bra on and everything. Oh, and headlights on and everything. And she's all bit shameless. So she doesn't chill enough to hide like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
And where's this trap at? Where's this trap being set at?
This at one of the banks here in town. So. I called this front of the bank right now.
Wait a minute. You tell me there's a hot woman, half naked, walking around in front of a bank. And that ain't a trap.
She went in the bank. In the bank, came back
she
out.
She went in the bank, went out. Okay.
Yeah, came back out, you know. She did it twice. She went in and out twice. I guess, I don't know. She might have been trying to get me stirred up a little bit more than she needed to. Well, asking for a phone on my, you know, I'm happy to marry a lady, so go on. But anyhow, Miss Jordan, I'm not going to let you off the hook, sir. You went, how did that day turn out, Eddie, with you? Get this guy fishing with you?
He never picked up no fishing poles. We just rode around the boat and...
Man, we didn't fish. There was no fishing.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, y'all ain't doing no fishing?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
That's coming up. We got to ease Joey into things like that.
Oh, got to walk him into it, baby. Walk him into
it. It's been years, but I'd been fishing before.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But, Joey, I got a question for you. I've been worried about Trump.
Yeah?
A little bit. He, you know, all these people that was loving on him... They running up against him now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried about him. Yeah. I'm worried about him right now. You got too many people that can try to beat up on him, you know.
First off, is that your name, Duke? Excuse me. Excuse me, Eddie. Are you paying attention?
I'm paying attention.
Excuse me. Like, first off, I'm very rich.
Yes, we do know that.
But Trump.
I already survived Horseface Stanley Daniels.
You're a total loser now.
What do you mean I'm up in the polls? Rob, Meatball Rob, Rob DeSantimonious, he's nowhere close to me. I mean, I love Nikki Haley, but she's a joke. Tim Scott, great man, he'll probably be my VP. Mike Pence, what a traitor.
What about Mary talking bad about you over the weekend? Mary Trump.
I don't even know who she is, she claims to be. Yeah, I don't care if you my sister popped you out, that's not...
Hey, did you see Biden take that tumble?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I reported on that live.
Did you see him bust his head when he came out of the...
Down goes Frazier!
Man, somebody sandbagged me.
Yeah. But, that's sad right there, boy. The old camera's right there. Get you too, boy.
Well, and I almost reverted back to my football days. We had a coach in the junior varsity football team. If somebody tripped like that, he would just yell, Snapper! Snapper in the trees!
Yeah. What else can you explain it? Explain it, man.
Let me tell you what happened to me a couple weeks ago. Now, I was, still traumatized behind the storm we went through. But I stepped outside for half a second, and the lightning hit. Mm-hmm. I was trying to see how bad it was looking in the sky. The lightning hit, boy. I tried to get back in the house and bumped my head on the door. Big old knot popped up, and I skipped my arm up a little bit. My wife looked at me when I came in. She laughed her ass.
I bet she did. See a grown man run from lightning. Like you can outrun lightning anyway.
I'm getting somewhere too far.
Wait, when you get freaked out, Duke, and I think every man's got to figure this out. When you get freaked out, do you do like a, no, like a deep yell, or is it more this like, no, ah!
I moved so fast, I don't know if I even made a sound.
Oh, no!
It wasn't no heavy hit. I had to get somewhere.
Zeus's beard. What is this?
Yeah. My heart jumping and beating, they're going on real fast. I thought I'd tell you about that one right there.
Well, happens to the best of us.
Appreciate it, Duke.
Anyway, Joey, I got my lost my father-in-law, man.
I'm
last
sorry,
week
man.
And, yeah, man. I can say that he was a great father-in-law. Thanks to put up with me, you know. So,
Yeah, if he was able to put up with you.
Yeah, man. So I told my wife I'd mention it to you guys, and keep us in your prayer, dude.
Will do, brother.
No, absolutely, dude.
Yeah. All right, fellas, I'm gone.
Thank you, Duke. 272-9228. It's like we've become a radio family, Eddie.
You notice that?
Right.
Happens.
Does happen. Before this break, this part of the program brought to you by Bath Innovations of Alabama.
Good folks, Joey.
Now, folks, go right now. If you're at home listening, if you're in your car, keep driving, keep your eyes on the road. You should have your seatbelt on. You still got folks who put their seatbelt on, like, behind them, so the little alert thing?
No, but sometimes I have to take the shoulder thing down myself because I'm a little too tall. And it
starts too tall?
Get that boa constrictor. I know
too tall.
I know about that, but they get that boa constrictor feeling on you, and I got to slide her down.
You sure it's not the moobs, the man boobs? Anyway.
I'll double check.
If you're at home right now, go to bathinnovations.com, because when you go to bathinnovations.com, you can see these incredible remodel jobs they do. And that remodel where it looks like, is that a granite shower? Is that a marble shower? Mm. Well, it looks like that, but it's probably their ABS acrylic shower systems that you're looking at. These are ABS high-strength polymer panels. It's the same sort of material that's on, say, modern car bumpers. It's very strong, but it's also very pliable and easy to clean, easy to shape and form. And you can emboss onto that panel a 4K image of whatever stone you like. So maybe you're going for ceramic tile or a certain type of marble, a certain type of granite. They can do that there at Bath Innovations of Alabama. They can even do laser etching on that material so you can get whatever tile look you want in your bathroom. From subway tile to herringbone, they have plenty of patterns. They even offer a chevron pattern, Eddie.
I like the chevron pattern.
It's a nice look.
It is nice.
Yeah.
One of the big things, too, Joey, how quick they do that, and you don't never have grout to clean.
Right. Folks, if you're in a place to do it, go to bathinnovations.com, see what I'm talking about. But, of course, whatever your budget, whatever your need, maybe you don't need a full remodel, maybe you just need a quick fix on a chipped bathtub or a discolored sink. Maybe you need to upgrade certain things, put in some, say, safety bars.
Oh, that's a good idea, Joe.
Or maybe a shower seat for somebody getting a little up there in age or has other accessibility concerns. They can help you with all of that there at Bath Innovations of Alabama. So you can always call them at 271-2723, but I really encourage you to stop by that showroom there at 2331 Eastern Boulevard right here in Montgomery. Be sure to say hi to Brad McDowell. He's the founder and still the owner there at Bath Innovations of Alabama. Be sure to tell Brad and the team that you heard about him here on News and Views Afternoon. Tell them Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. Should we hit this break?
Please.
Like, you got something to do or something? You got to pee or something?
See what? Yeah, multitasking.
All right. We'll be right back.
Was like thunder all through the night, and the promise to see Jesus in the morning light.
Love said,
take my hand, it'll be all right. Come on, save your soul tonight.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house here.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Ready to get some more sun? Ready to do some boating?
Actually, yeah.
Good deal.
Sure.
Excellent.
No, I know how to fish, man. Not well, but I know.
Somebody's putting down your inability or ability to fish.
It sounded like you and Duke were questioning my manhood in that way.
No, not at all. But that would be a fun time, man. We could even do a contest, like go fishing with Eddie and Joey. That'd be hysterical.
Actually, that'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be good. Yeah.
No, we're actually going to be casting. Don't you give me no damn...
Ain't giving you a cane pole?
Cane pole. No.
Oh, boy.
Not a child.
Just so you know, I use cane pole quite often.
Oh, but how?
Crappie sticks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You just put them on the side of the boat, or do you actually hold it?
Hold it.
That sounds kind of boring. You don't actually get to cast it?
You don't need to cast it.
You're in the lake. Yeah.
The fish are right there. I'm too busy catching. I ain't worried about casting.
Right. No, there was a... Years ago, we had friends who lived in Martin, mm-hmm. Lake Martin, and they were like right, their deck went out into the water so much you could fish with cane poles right off the deck. It was great. But most of the time, if you did hit from there, it was carp. And it was like, okay, throw that sucker
back.
No,
but that's another thing. In fact, we did it one place we live where one summer we intentionally put bait out to attract carp. Mm-hmm. And those carp, Joey, are 20, 30 pounds. They look like submarine carps next to your pier. And they're
a little bit fun. Especially when you're a child, those things are the stuff of nightmare.
But they're fun to catch. They are a lot of fun to catch. But yeah, they don't eat them. But some people do now. But you know,
But this dude actually did eat. He had a recipe.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've heard it before.
Yeah. People make carp balls and all kinds of things.
Well, no. In his style, he would like fillet it out.
Yeah.
And kind of gently remove some of the big bones.
Yeah, there's a lot of bones in there.
Right, but then, you know, butter, garlic, whatever spices you prefer in the oven at like 350 for 15 minutes, if you will. And then you take it out, and you do this all on a board,
by the way.
So you get that oak
flavor in there.
Yeah, so after that 15 minutes at 350 or whatever it is, I can't remember exactly, you throw the fish out and you eat the board.
Ah, sounds like carp.
Sounds like carp to me, too. 272-9228. Oh, bass is pretty good eating.
That crappie, like dirty water.
Brim.
I'm a crappie, brim kind of guy. Bass tastes like dirty water, dirty pond water.
And then ocean fish.
Oh, right. You can't go wrong, dude. That's where we need to be, Joey.
Snapper, amberjack, all that stuff.
Cobia, triggerfish. Yeah, that's where we need to be. Some good old...
Our most recent fishing trip with my dad down in the bay... it was just my luck. I caught one, and it was a fish who clearly had been hit by a propeller. And that,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like, how are you still alive?
Yeah.
that doesn't make any sense.
There are a lot of times you'll catch them, and you'll see, especially crappie, you'll see something where they were young that took a bite out of their back, and it since healed. But you're like, how did you ever make it in life?
By the way, there is something intimidating about the water. Like, I'm not scared of fish, and I eat fish and stuff, but, like, when I'm in the water.
Scared of the water.
I'm not scared of the water. I have a healthy respect for the water.
You're scared of the water. That's okay. That's perfectly natural.
So are we going to go down to this white water park?
I've been watching the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know they have a bar down there? Nobody ever advertised about the bar before. Probably would have won me over.
So a little bit of beer and you're on board?
Draft beer, and now I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Dude, that'd be great. We could go with Brandon. You know how much Brandon loves a boat.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, I'd love to go down there. It'd be a lot of fun. Wear the GoPro.
Have you ever been whitewater rafting?
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm actually my old roommate, you know Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that in West Virginia for 2 summers, I think.
Oh, was he a guide?
He was a guide on the actual rivers up there around Shepherdstown.
Beautiful, beautiful man.
I'm
kind of envious of that. That's a pretty good job.
He came back too from that summer. I'm like, man, he's looking like a hunk.
I think so. He's probably pretty cut too.
Tan, pretty cut, pretty slim. Anyway, this. Part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services, and their Pest Pro Services, they can, help you with any of your pest control problems. But of course, if you're thinking about entertaining outside, you know, think ahead to like 4th of July events coming up, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Father's Day coming up?
That's coming up too. Not as important as Mother's Day, but yeah.
Right. But people like to grill out. People like to hang out outside, especially if you've invested in a pool or big, beautiful back deck.
That's true.
You don't want to have to like spray grandma with off.
Or put those torches out there that don't do anything but irritate the neighbors.
Right. Or those little citronella cans. It doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work, at least like Pest Pro Services can work. They can treat your yard, get rid of those mosquitoes to where you can enjoy your backyard or the front porch swing. Without any hassle, without them trying to get that sweet meat, so to speak. So check out Pest Pro Services today. They can also help you with termites, any other pest control problems. Give them a call at 265-9990. You okay, Eddie? 265-9990. You can also go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. Very active Facebook page. And be sure to tell Ashley and the team there that Joey and Eddie from News and View sent you. Why did you all of a sudden, like, almost fall out of your chair when I talked about sweet meat? Let's go to Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me okay? I'm not echoing too bad.
Not echoing. You're a little muffled.
Oh, okay. I can speak up. I just didn't want to. I think I had some reverb problems earlier or something. Thanks to your show, we called Ashley over at Pest Pro. And I have two addresses now protected against these evil termites
mm-hmm.
in the house.
Fantastic.
We call them termites because when my little brother, he couldn't say termite, he called it termites.
Mm-hmm.
They're still called termites. But you guys were mentioning fishing. Eddie, what's the limit on the lake for crappie and brim? And so is it like 30 now? Or
last time I remember checking the regs, it was 30 on crappie. They had to be, I want to say, 9 inches, depending on the lake. Yeah. Might be 8 inches. Brim used to be 50. I don't remember if there's a size limit on the brim.
Okay. Last time I went up there with a couple of friends, we had a little old John boat, three of us, and we caught the limit on all three of them.
Oh, wow.
It was a lot of work cleaning those boogers up.
Yes.
Well, we found that the flies, if you got right there in the shade along the shore, under some of these bushes that were blooming, the fish flies were there.
Yeah, the mayflies. We just had a hatch of mayflies this past weekend.
Yes, and I mean, that was a lot of fun, big time fun, but the best fun I ever had was out in the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
Went out Destin and spent half a day out there with church boat.
Yeah.
The whole group go to the church. And me and my pal, the two of us friends that were going together, we drew the ticket, the little tag, and it put us right back over the back engines.
Oh, yeah.
Well, being that they don't have front engines, mm-hmm. So we're going back in. Right. And I caught a king mackerel and had to fight that booger to get him in. Got him in. He was so big, to get him home, I had to cut him in half.
Oh, yeah.
And, we ate that king mackerel for about 3 days. But we caught a good bit, I think 3 or 4 black critter. And
I've never had that. Triggerfish, some of the best saltwater fish there is.
Used to be a limit. I've had triggerfish. Yeah. Okay.
Used to be a limit, but they've changed all that.
Then I pulled them in. The deckhand up there used to say, you don't want that as trash fish.
Shoot.
I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That is some good eating. But anyway, I just wanted to tell anybody that if you hadn't gone out on the go, it's well worth it.
It is. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I just had a friend of mine, I think the week before last, he went out on one of those 72-hour trips. And it's a lot of fun. At that point, it's a lot. Honestly, a lot of the fun ends after the first couple hours because you're just working, man. You're just fishing straight. You're getting 10, 15 minutes of sleep, and you're back up catching fish again.
Well, and the last time, you know, being on the lake with you was a nice reminder up there at Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Jordan, is that how it's said?
Jordan.
Jordan. Try to fit in.
Anyway. But it didn't have the same effect. I went out in the bay at night.
Yeah.
With my dad, just across from where he is to Orange Beach to a restaurant. And I had, this is nerdy, but I had been reading like some Greek mythology books, like brushing up on some of those old stories. And you go, how do they come up with this with Poseidon and stuff? And
no, it ain't hard.
Once you're on the water, especially when you can't see anything and it's just the stars and it's like, yeah you can see how they came up with all this stuff. Yeah. The power of the ocean in particular, nothing to be messed with.
Well, remember they used to think manatees were mermaids.
Right.
Ah, yes.
And now our mermaids are kind of manatees.
Yeah, that is true, Joey.
With purple hair and my body, my choice. Big is beautiful.
Next time we talk about the Gulf, I'll tell you the story about when I decided to go swimming and got caught up in riptide. And my prosthesis was still on shore, sticking straight up out of the sand with a tennis shoe on the foot in the sand. And when I got back out of the riptide and was going up sand to get to my prosthesis, this lady was standing there staring at the foot coming up out of the sand, wondering what the hell. And I looked at her and I thought, and she looked just like one of the characters out of a Gary Larson cartoon. And I said, it's okay, he'll be all right. Anyway, guys, good to talk to you, and save me some redfish there, Eddie.
You'll do it, man.
Appreciate it, Crawdaddy.
See you, Crawdaddy.
Yeah, I didn't. That sounds. I guess I misheard him because I've definitely had triggerfish before. Definitely, my dad and I have got snapper, king mackerel. What's the other one that's normally out
Cobia?
There?
Cobia.
Yeah, go be them. Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the best, and I didn't know about this, I was much older, is the throat of a red snapper. There's an Asian fellow that kind of introduced us to it. And
that's the best part of the fish.
Yeah, it tastes like lobster. And he kept telling us
it's that. It's fatty like, and supple, and it's the best part of the fish.
So, yeah, you'll see a lot of times down there, especially when the fish is being cleaned, some people take the throats out, but most people don't. And this one Asian guy, especially down in Destin, he comes around and he picks up all the fish heads and everything for his restaurant. And he's flat out told us about it.
This conversation, this whole segment's making me want to go visit my dad.
You should.
Because not only can we go fishing, like to get to where he is on the coast, you go through Lillian. Literally 30 minutes to the closest grocery store, just basic grocery store.
Right.
But all around him, through that county road, are this farm. And it's not like closed off. You can pull up. They have open markets right there for whatever particular thing. But right down the road from him, like a couple hundred yards, is a place that does that Silver Queen corn Silver King corn.
Yes, yes, sir.
Goodness.
It is so funny you bring that up. As we are getting close to Florida, we might have been in Florida. We come along a stretch of road there, and it was just this corn, you know, taller than the truck as far as you could see, and it was time. It looked like it was time.
And I usually have to wait till Sweet Creek gets that stuff in. Reed usually does, but, man, it's so right at the source.
Yeah.
Hard to beat that. Nature's candy. All you need is a little bit of butter and salt, maybe some pepper, but you don't need really much of anything.
Yeah.
And my dad's come up with a pretty good quick way. He actually figured out a microwave way of doing the corn. He'll steam some if he's doing a lot. But just him and the lady.
Yeah.
They can have it corn ready.
I
want
to do the corn ribs
minutes.
With that sweet corn. You know, because I've never tried it. I just kind of learned about the whole corn rib thing. So I'll be investigating that.
So are we giving up on our beach bodies this year with all this talk of food?
I gave up on my beach body 25 years ago. I got married.
Go to Doug from Titus. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Great. How you doing, Joey?
Great.
Eddie, you stole my dadgum thunder. I knew. You probably already knew about it, but anyway, my uncle taught me something about 20 years ago. We would, him and his wife, and they had three children, just like my family had, you know, three children, and we would spend a week in Destin. And Uncle Maxwell would, he called me Cotton Top by 4 o'clock. He's like, Cotton Top, it's time to go down there. The boats are fixing to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was doing was every time they lopped the head off of a trigger or a snapper, he would cut the throats out of it.
Yep.
That is the sweetest, tenderest meat. I didn't know you knew about that.
Oh, yeah.
Should have known you had known about it.
Oh, it's the best stuff around.
It is. It really is. I remember when the guy told us, I was in my early 20s, mid-20s, and I thought, this dude is scamming us bigger than nothing. And the deckhand kind of looked at me and goes, no, he's telling you the truth. And we cooked it that night on the grill at the resort we were staying at.
And I've actually gotten where I like that sort of thing, or even just like snow crab legs over lobster.
Oh, yeah.
I think lobster, it's back to its poor food status in my mind.
I think the main topic today has been the sickness going on with children in this country. And I do believe that it's mainly just this country. I think the rest of the globe is laughing at us.
Exactly right.
I wanted to share with your audience, since everybody listens to Joey and Eddie, if they happen to miss April Marie did a deep dive about this transgender and I haven't heard this word lately, but I'm trying to remember binary, whatever that means. I guess
non-binary?
That means,
non-binary. Gender fluid.
Does that mean they don't know what they are, Joey?
I think it means they don't claim one way or the other.
They don't identify as male or female. They're
Well, April Marie said, and I think it was a 10-year study that a university did. 87% of these young teenagers and college-age kids, they end up down the road being diagnosed with a very serious mental disorder. And so I think if the government is going to throw money at a problem, hoping they can make it go away, I'm not a fan of Barack Obama's insurance. But I would be a fan of the government willing to help these children and young adults with some professional help. but I just wanted to throw that out there. 87%, that is a shocking number.
Yes, it is. I appreciate it, Doug. I got to run.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. Y'all enjoy your day outside after 3 o'clock.
We'll do it. Thank you, Doug.
272-9228. Got to hit this break, and we'll come back. Hopefully have Ray Bowles on the other side of this. I think I had a new Fox News crush.
I don't know her name, though.
Charlie?
Oh, boy.
With a Y?
Here we go. We'll do a background study on that.
I don't care. I can be tricked. We'll be right back.
Joey Clark.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 Express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 Express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
I know where I'm going. You're gonna wanna come too. Down to Mama's Produce,
where there's something for you.
Something for you.
Hey y'all, this is Tammy
and Moo Mammy
at Mama's Produce. Y'all come on down and see us. We've got tomatoes, watermelon, ice cream, all sorts of stuff for you this summer. So check us out on Facebook
and you'll know where you're going to.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance you may encounter one of those random isolated storms roaming around, but the chances are relatively small before they fade out tonight, low 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, more scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there. A few towns get wet. Most towns stay dry. The afternoon and evening rain chances are a little bit better on Thursday with a frontal system backing into the area, but not much. Thursday's high up to about 91. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader.
And how?
I do these reminders for those of you who are just now first listening to the show, or maybe longtime listeners who have found yourself on Valium. Let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, one of our great sponsors here on the program. Hey, Ray.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing wonderful. How about you, Ray?
Great. Hey, Eddie, do you have any grandkids yet?
Yes, sir. I have a set of twins that I absolutely adore. Just got back from the beach with them.
Here's the thing. Morgan's air went out. Blair's off the drill for 2 weeks. So they end up staying at the house this weekend. Is it just me or am I a bad grandparent because I really don't want them to spend the night anymore?
Well, Ray, I'm not at that point yet, but I know that point will be coming.
I had two little feet in my back at 4 a.m.
Right. Yeah, that's why when we went to the beach, we got the two-bedroom condo, so they could sleep with their parents in that bed.
They're like, how do you tell them no when they say, can we sleep with you? And at 4 a.m, you're like, why?
I can't
even turn my neck right now.
No, you can't. I think what you do is you let them sleep with you for a couple hours, and then you go move to the couch.
You just say, go away, kid. You're bothering me.
Yeah. That's exactly. I'm a bad grandparent. I'm just a bad grandparent. And she's like, hey, I want McDonald's. I said, let's load up. And Morgan's like, no.
See, I'm down with that, too.
We're gone.
Yeah, I got up in the middle of the morning and I went and got donuts for everybody, knowing that the two-year-old's last thing they need in the morning is a bunch of sugar. But, yeah, I brought that to the house. So,
Yeah. The thrills of being a grandparent.
I love it.
I'm so glad I'm out of that stage of life of raising babies. That's
yes.
Why God makes young people have babies. Joey, you better get married and have them before you get old. You're not going to be able to deal with it.
Oof. No, I'm probably going to be like Abraham. Well, maybe not quite, given he was the father of the nations. But something like that. Later in life is my point.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I see.
And then the girls get mad at me because I don't get on the sailor like I used to get onto them.
Of course.
My shoulder hurts, baby. I can't whip her like I used to.
My shoulder hurts.
I can sling a belt good when y'all were young. I can't sling that belt anymore.
My rotator cuff.
That's right.
Anyway, you still sell and install carpet?
Yes. I just had to complain about my weekend. I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed early tonight. It's finally going home. If you want carpet, call me, 285-8117.
Terry,
I'm grumpy today.
Yeah, see?
Give that number, 285-8117, and be sure to tell him you heard, well, Ray Bowles complaining about his weekend here on News and Views Afternoon. Appreciate you, Ray.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
See you, Ray.
Like that guy a lot.
I love Ray.
That was a fun show today.
It was good. Could be back. But yeah, we could do this from the beach, just so you know. We could.
The beach. No, I think we need to start looking into that option.
I have a 12-volt converter on my boat. We can do it from the boat.
Get an RV?
Get
an old-school Bago and renovate it?
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I like where your head's at, Eddie. Y'all stay tuned. Happy Hour with Greg Budell. He's next.